My name is Rachel Rofe. I created this show because I wanted to help you see that if you have a choice, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to this podcast, you're in a pretty fortunate position. You have free will, ability to connect to the internet, and access to all kinds of new education. This podcast is meant to help you make the most of your good fortune. We talk with all kinds of people here from all walks of life because I want you to see that no matter what your situation, there's always a way to create a life that you're proud of. Hello. Today's episode is all about how you can eat well even when you're just crazy busy and you have a lot of things going on. We all want to be healthy, I get that. And just tangibly, I know that when I track my food, I'm very conscious of what I'm eating. I know I just feel so much better. I mean, the changes in how much energy I feel. Like when I eat healthy, I feel really, really energetic. I feel happy. I feel way better at handling things that life throws at me. My vibrance way higher, my creativity, just everything. Like life is so much better when I'm eating healthier. And so while I'm not perfect, I have gotten a lot better through the tracking and testing lots of different things. And I wanted to make this episode to just give some ideas on how you can incorporate healthy eating in a way that feels easy and works with a busy schedule. So for me, like I travel a lot, and so I need to have practical things that I can do while traveling. And I know a lot of us are working all the time. So I'm just going to give you some really great ideas, I think, for just making this simple and tangible and practical. And I'm not going to go through and tell you about like a specific diet or anything like that. I think the best diet for everybody is just to listen to their body and see. We all have different ancestries and genetic makeup and blood types and all this stuff. So I won't tell you the way that you should eat. I think the one thing that every single diet and every single blood type can agree on is that having lots of vegetables is really good. So we'll talk a little bit about vegetables. But other than that, if you eat meat, don't eat meat, dairy, whatever, that's just listen to your body on that. So let's go through. I'm going to give you some different ideas. You can either do one of them, do all of them, whatever you feel like will help you the most. First thing that I find that is really, really helpful is if you just have healthy food with you at all times. A lot of us, when we get hungry, our blood sugar starts to drop. And then when we're in that state of being hungry, then forget about it. Like we're just looking for a quick fix, anything to feel better. And you're going to usually be drawn, just scientifically, to the things that are the fattiest. So yes, obviously some fat is good, avocados, nuts, seeds, great, but you're usually not reaching for an avocado. When you're in that state of hunger, you're reaching for sugar, candy bar. I like to have something everywhere that I go that's healthy. So that might mean that there's something in my car, something in my purse, if you have a briefcase, just anywhere, just always have a healthy snack on hand. So some ideas for portable snacks that you can take, little baggies of almonds or different nuts. You could do like carrots and peanut butter and Tupperware, grass-fed beef jerky, Lara bars, they're 100% raw bars, packets of nut butters, trail mix. Fruits are also really good to get your blood sugar back up if you want to keep an orange or an apple. But I know this is really simple, but it's just so nice when you feel like hunger is about to come on. If you quickly eat something, then it buys you time for you to find something healthy versus just being in that reactive mode and then guilty about what you ate and on and on the spiral goes. Another thing that's really helpful is to also have water with you at all times. If it's always nearby you, you're going to make sure to drink it. So I like to have some in my car, when I work, always near me, obviously when I work out, but it's in my purse. It's very rare that you see me without water really close by because I just know the more hydrated, the better I feel. So that's definitely something that's really helpful. Also, I would recommend making a smoothie in the mornings because it's really quick to make smoothies. When you have a smoothie and you get in really great nutrients first thing in the morning, then at least if you mess up the rest of the day, at least you know you've gotten in some nutrients then. I'll tell you about the smoothie that I make. You can make all kinds of different smoothies. Just do a search. There's all kinds of different recipes. But the smoothie recipe that I make usually just makes me super energetic and motivated and happy, and the days that I don't have it, which are extremely rare because I love the way that it makes me feel, I feel very different. And the smoothie recipe that I use is basically I have a base of yerba mate which is just really great for focus, concentration, and energy. I love it. So I'll do some yerba mate. I put in spinach or whatever green I have on hand. I'll just put in a handful or two handfuls, sometimes kale, some banana. And the banana is really good in smoothies because it will cancel out the taste of greens. So if you don't like the taste of different things, banana is awesome. And usually I'll actually freeze my bananas and then put them in that way, but you can do regular. I'll do greens powder. So I love athletic greens. And that's basically just condensed powder where they take a bunch of the different nutrients from different foods and put it into powder form. And I like that one because it has lots of vegetables, not just fruits. And it tastes pretty good. And actually, my boyfriend, who hates all kinds of greens, for the longest time I was sneaking in the greens powder in his smoothie. He had no idea. And he was telling me how energized the smoothies made him every morning. When I finally told him, I was just laughing for such a long time. And he couldn't argue with me because he'd been having it for such a long time and didn't taste it. So anyway, athletic greens, I like it. It's a little pricier, but I look at health as a great investment. So that's definitely your call. I personally put maca powder into my smoothies, so that is really good for hormones. I put strawberries, blueberries, so any kind of fruit that you have on hand is great. If I have pineapple or mango or whatever, I'll throw that in. But I mean, I'm pretty loose, like a lot of the things I'm saying are my base, but I'll throw whatever in. I like to put a little bit of raw honey in. I put cacao nibs, which are so good for energy. And I also put in wheatgrass powder, which you don't need to put in, but I figure if I may as well just throw it in and get the benefits from it because the way that wheatgrass tastes normally is not very good. So I'd rather just throw that kind of stuff into this smoothie where I have fruits to mask the taste of a lot of that stuff. Some other things, it's really helpful to have a few go-to recipes that are just easy to make. So there's all kinds of like 5-minute recipes that are super, super simple. They don't need to be anything major. I know for me, if a recipe has like more than 7 or 8 ingredients, I'm over it. Like I usually only want to make things with just a few different ingredients that are really simple to make. So just look for some go-to different recipes. There's all kinds of things on Pinterest. If you do a search for simple recipes, if you go to pinterest.com/Ginny, G-I-N-N-Y, M as in Michael Johnson, she is my nutritionist. She's amazing. She has a bunch of Pinterest boards on different things that you can make for food that are pretty simple to make. She will readily tell you she's a lazy cook. So she's really helpful. I have stuff on my Pinterest board, pinterest.com/Rachel Roffey, cooking gluten and dairy free. So there's different ideas there. And I really only pin things that look like they're going to be easy to make. And why I really like cooking is because it helps you be 100% sure that the ingredients in everything that you make are healthy. You know, when we eat out, we don't know what's being put in the food. I did a 30-day challenge where I was sugar, gluten, and dairy free. And when I would ask waitresses about what's in certain foods that look like that should not have these different things in them, it was crazy to see how often, like I'd get grilled chicken and it would have gluten in it, or so many things have sugar in it. And it's really ridiculous, actually. So the thing about cooking is this way you have 100% control, you know what's going on in your diet. I have another friend actually who was traveling a lot and she was gaining weight and she didn't understand what was happening because she said she was eating the healthiest options everywhere she could go. She was super conscious. And then one of the things she realized was that every time she would get eggs, they would never actually give fresh cracked eggs. It's always these egg substitutes that are just full of sodium and all kinds of crap. So love cooking. Another thing that you can do just for cooking is George Foreman grills are awesome. You can throw in anything on those George Foreman grills. It'll make it in like 5 minutes. I throw salmon on there, chicken on there, and just a few minutes, you'll be able to have something that tastes really good. So that's good. And again, there's so many simple recipes. So like vegetables, for example, like the ones that I use a lot are like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, squash, sweet potato, etc. If you just take them, mix them with some olive oil, salt, pepper, pop them in the oven for like 1 hour to 1 hour and 10, 350 degrees, boom, delicious, super, super good. And then they reheat really easily too. So if you make a bunch of it and then save some for later, you can just pop them on the oven and reheat them. Or even, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the microwave, but if that's what you have, then that's fine. Then pop them in the microwave. It's definitely better than not doing anything at all or eating something else. If you eat meat, look for crock pot recipes. I mean, you can just take a minute in the morning, throw some stuff in the crock pot, hit start, and then leave, and then come back to really delicious food. Those are some different things. Batch up your food. So like I said, you can make extra vegetables. Whenever I make salads, I make huge salads. I have a really big bowl and I'll just make like 2 days worth of salad. You can also just make double whatever you want to eat and then just freeze it. And then this way you have it for later. So you only need to make it once. You're already getting out all the ingredients anyway. And then it's just there for when you need it later on. So just label whatever you're making, pop it in the freezer, and then boom, you're done. You can also create bags of vegetables so you can throw in with whatever you're cooking. So if you have like little Ziploc baggies of, you know, onions, bell peppers, mushrooms, different vegetables, if you can just boom, throw them in, then it saves you a lot of time from having to go and chop them later. Because I get that a lot of the reason people don't like cooking is it takes a lot of time. You can also have some stuff delivered to you. So one of the things I am a member of is Graze. So if you go to rachelroffet.com/Graze, they'll give you a free box. You can either get weekly or biweekly or monthly. They'll ship you 4 different snacks that are designed by a nutritionist. I don't always find them to be like super, super healthy, but I think that they're definitely healthier than other things. And they're really good because they add some variety in, because I know it can get really boring to eat the same things over and over. So I think they're really good. You can also go to ubars.com, and those are basically customized nutrition bars. And so you can go and pick different bases. Like they have cookie dough kind of base, which isn't really cookie dough. It's like dates and cashew butter and some other stuff I'm not remembering all now, but it's just nutrition bars that are exactly customized to your needs. So that's another way that you can switch it up. You also might consider hiring a chef. And I know that a lot of people, when I say chef, think, oh, that's going to be really expensive. But I've gotten chefs for like $10 an hour. It really doesn't need to be that expensive. I think the thing is, people hear the word chef, that word alone like commands kind of a higher price, I guess. But you can just do a search for a personal assistant, say that you want them to cook you simple meals. And if you give them some of these quick 5-minute meals that I'm talking about, which are all super available all over the place on Pinterest, and then you can go through and have them make you these different meals. That's a great option. Another thing you can do is, depending on where you live, there are services like HelloFresh or PlateJoy, and all this will be in the show notes, but both of those will send you perfectly proportioned meals with very fresh food. So they'll go through and they'll send you the freshest food every week, and they'll have everything proportioned and the cooking ingredients. And so you can then go through and just cook whatever they say with the ingredients that they say, and just make it really easy for you. So this way you know the ingredients that are going into your food, but you don't need to cut and chop and do all this stuff. And you can pick a lot of times the food that you want sent to you. So that's something you can do. You might also be able to just like make it really easy on yourself and switch off with a friend. So it might be that every week you double the batch of whatever you're making and then feed your friend. And then basically the next week you don't make anything and your friend doubles the batch. So if you have someone near you that wants to eat healthy, then that can be a really great way to ensure that it happens and you both have variety and you get a week off from cooking. And if you're already going to cook the 1 week anyway, awesome. Another thing is, I go to Burning Man, and one of the things we do in my camp is we have these thing called food pods. And so basically there are several people and everybody is responsible for just one meal. So let's say Burning Man 7 days, there's 14 people to a pod. We eat breakfast and dinner. It's really hot there, so we don't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But if each person's responsible for only one meal, then usually the meal they make is amazing because it's only one meal all week. Then you basically get fed for the rest of the time. So if there's people at work that would want to work with you on this, or even if it's just like 5 friends and you have someone that makes dinner for everybody each day of the week for Monday through Friday, then that could be something that you could do as well. Now, if you're not thinking of someone off the top of your head that you can switch off with, there's all kinds of ways to meet people. I mean, there's meetup groups and Facebook and so many different things. But I guess that's another, I actually want to do another podcast episode on just how to make friends. Definitely for now, that's just an idea. So I want to give you some tips for when you're traveling and things aren't completely in your control, because I travel a lot and I know that this can be really tricky. Couple different tips. One thing, take oatmeal, the packets of oatmeal, with you, because you can use the coffee maker and then just add the hot water from the coffee maker into the oatmeal, and then boom, you have a breakfast. You don't have to pay the $30 for breakfast that you don't know what all the ingredients are anyway. So that's really helpful. If you're going on a long trip and you're going to be on an airline for a long time, you could either bring food with you, or a lot of times if you call ahead, then they'll go through and cater to whatever your eating requirements are. So if you don't eat meat or gluten, dairy, whatever it is, just call ahead. You can also send healthy food ahead to the hotels that you're going to stay in. You can send, like I know I've sent water ahead to different hotels. You can send different snack bars, nuts, whatever it is. Just pack healthy snacks. So pack some of the things that I talked about before, the portable snacks. When you're at restaurants, just choose if you eat meat and fish, choose the items that are steamed, broiled, baked, grilled, poached, roasted. Those usually have less kind of other ingredients than other things. As I said before with my friends who ate the eggs and had all those problems, I've always asked for real, correct, fresh eggs. So even the nicest restaurants will use that crappy egg substitute. Also, ask for a fridge whenever you go to hotels. Now, I don't know about the entire world, but I know that in the States, hotels, if you tell them that you need it for medicine, then they're legally obligated to give you a fridge free of charge. For me, I believe food is medicine, so I feel in integrity telling them that I need a fridge. It's obviously up to you. You can also pay for a fridge if you don't feel congruent with that. But then you can go to grocery stores. You can get a taxi, go to a grocery store, and just stock up on easy foods that you don't need to cook, but you know are healthy. So some of the things that I get are avocado, celery, nut butters, carrots. There's a vegan ranch dressing that I like. I'm not vegan, but I don't like all the extra dairy. Nuts. The oatmeal packet, sometimes they have great green juices, Lara bars, rotisserie chicken, there's chia pods that have chia seeds that are good to eat, prepared food from the deli. So if you go to some place like Whole Foods or a healthy store, they have good cold salads that you can take. And there's those organic meats from Applegate. So sometimes I'll get the salami or the chicken slices. If you eat bread, you can get that or Ezekiel bread. And just remember, whenever you go to the grocery store, just grab some of the utensils, and a lot of them provide them, or you can even pack utensils with you if you know you're going to do this, no problem. And I haven't done this yet, but I'm seriously considering when I'm going on a long-term stay somewhere to just bring a George Foreman grill, because really you just have to plug it in somewhere. And then if you go to the grocery store, then you can get all kinds of meats, all kinds of veggies, and then just pop them in there. The George Foreman grill, it's light, it's easy, and it really makes anything taste delicious. So that's something that you can consider too. I hope that this helps. If you have any ideas or things that you do, please just let us know. Either post on the show notes for this episode, rachelroffay.com, or go to rachelroffay.com/Facebook group and let us know there some of the things that you can do. We're all in this together. I'd love to all share together. And I'm hoping that this gives you some great ideas. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again later. Thank you so much for listening to A Better Life. You can find all show notes for this episode at rachelroffay.com. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe so you can automatically get access to all new shows. Let's also connect. Just go onto Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram /Rachel Roffay, and we can talk there. The opinions of all guests here are their own, and I'm not necessarily endorsing any of them. I do want to give you perspective, though. And always remember, if you have a choice, choose a better life.